There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's what you can do today, or really any day, but the way to get in touch with me is to do it Monday through Friday from noon to 3 Eastern is the way to get in touch with me most expeditiously. You can also leave a message, and you can send me an email, and we'll deal with you whatever way works for you, but the way to be most efficient is just call between noon and 3 Eastern, Monday through Friday. I have to tell you about a guilty pleasure that I discovered accidentally yesterday.
Okay.
Somebody gave me a coupon, so I went into the Golden Arches, and have you ever had the chocolate chip frap?
Mm-mm. I don't think so. No.
It is fantastic.
Really?
I mean, it's...
So like, what is it exactly?
I don't even know what's in it, and I probably don't want to know what's in it. I got the small one, and it is so thick that you have to eat it with a spoon, and it's caramel and chocolate chips. And then they put whipped cream on top of it with chocolate and caramel sauce. And it is the most, I mean, I needed a bath when I was finished with it, but it is just plain delicious.
Is it like a pudding or what?
No, it's like a milkshake. It's like a very, frap is a mispronunciation of frappe, which means beaten, which is really, it's like a very thick malt. It doesn't have malt in it, would be terrific, but it's caramel and chocolate, which I've always, whenever I got to make, when I worked at ABC, they had a commissary, lunchroom, and they had soft ice cream, and you could make like hot fudge or hot caramel sundaes, and I was sort of renowned for taking people there and making them a hot fudge sundae with caramel sauce. The two mixed together are delicious.
Wow.
And apparently Mickey D's has decided the same thing, and then they put chocolate chips in it, and then they put whipped cream with hot fudge sauce and caramel sauce over it, and I mean, it's the best thing in the world. I'm sure I don't want to know what's in it. And I had a small one, and it still took me like 2.5 hours to get through it. And then having to be hosed down in between, I was so sick, sticky. And while I was there, there was this man yelling at his kid. And I always, you know, if somebody's beating on their kid, you know, I'm perfectly willing to go up and sort of stop that. But yelling, and so what you do is you sort of look the disturbed look at them. And it was clearly a father who... This was obviously a long-standing issue. He was saying to the kid, "Just read the one page, and then we can leave." And the kid was just looking like he was on another galaxy, and the father kept getting angrier and angrier. And I'm sitting like one table away, and you're caught. You don't know whether to pay attention or not pay attention, or to sort of say something or not say something, because it's clearly, I mean, it's not violent, it's just unpleasant, and it's very public. And so finally, sort of our eyes sort of matched, and he said, "Oh, it's really hard." And I pointed to this goo I was eating, and I said, "Bribery." And he said, "I'm about to do that." And I said, "Oh, it works really well." You know, I'm a great fan of bribery. I mean, bribery is just the fine art of showing somebody why it's in their best interest to do what you want them to do.
Right.
You know, that there's something for them as opposed to just being bossed around.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it actually, it was an interesting phenomenon because it sort of broke the tension. I guess him feeling that, the dad feeling like he wasn't in this bubble with his yelling at his kid, that other people were around and aware. And I don't think that he felt guilty. He was clearly frustrated. And somehow it broke, and so they started talking to each other, so I felt slightly better about that. But whatever it is, it's fantastic. I mean, I'm sure it's not very healthy for you. Although my scales did not erupt on me this morning, so it's probably not as bad as I thought it was. But it is truly delicious, and it's one you can get the brain freeze as well on it, so you have to be a little careful about it.
So what exactly is in it again?
It's kind of, I imagine it's some kind of soft ice creamy thing because it's kind of milkshakey. It's like a, you know, it's like a an ice cream shake or something, and it's all whipped up together, and it's got caramel and chocolate, and then it's got chocolate chips in it.
Okay, I may have to give it a try.
Yeah, yeah, you should. Well, and everybody can sort of send me nasty emails. Because I'm not sure it's addictive, because it's so sweet. But it is, I mean, it feels like you're 4 years old again, and you've just done something incredibly deliciously naughty. I mean, it was really a guilty pleasure.
Nice.
But it was really fun. and the whipped cream and he didn't even ask me. I guess I'd sort of been someplace where I saw someone saying, "Do you want the whipped cream?" before. And, you know, if they'd asked me, I might have said no, because whipped cream is, but luckily they didn't ask. And the guy looked at me and he gave me, apparently they have this thing at McDonald's right now with a Happy Meal. Happy Meal now has oranges on it. Did you know that? And tangerines.
Really?
And carrots.
Okay.
And apparently the rumor is, because I was talking to this, the security guard, apparently McDonald's now have security guards, which is alarming. But
yeah, I've seen here in Minnesota.
A lot of off-duty cops.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And he was very nice, very friendly. I started coughing, and he gave me a cough drop. But he was saying that they're changing their whole menu in January.
Hmm.
Interesting stuff. Anyway, so go and have one of these if you're really feeling sorry for yourself. I wasn't feeling sorry for myself. Somebody just gave me a coupon. I thought, well, all right, I'll try this. And, you know, you give me anything that says free on it, I'll try. It's really embarrassing.
Absolutely. You love those coupons.
But it was really fun, and he gave me this little angel that you're supposed to download an app from the internet, which I have not done yet. But I put the thing together, and it's this little butterfly thing that's supposed to fly around. I haven't done that. I put it together, but it doesn't work yet. I'll let you know. Stay tuned. Okay. Speaking of staying tuned, did you see the latest in this? I mean, this thing, this Sony thing.
Crazy, isn't it?
Every day there's a new story about it. For those of you who have not been following the story, where, you know, what are you, another planet? So the deal was about, what, 2 weeks ago? And I was there the day it happened, that there was a huge virus and hacking incident at Sony, which is it's a multinational corporation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Electronics, movies, whatever. And it completely brought down the system. And was still down. I don't know if it's up and running now or not, but it was down for at least a couple of weeks. And massive. And not only did they crash the system, but they hacked into it and, like, stole movies and private memos. And Amy Pascal, who I guess is the president of Sony, was quoted in a couple of memos saying things she probably should have been sensible enough not to put on a computer. I mean, my basic rule of thumb is if you don't want it on the front page of the New York Times, don't put it on your computer ever.
Exactly.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
it'll end up there.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be really careful. And I suppose that send button is so seductive that we sometimes forget it, but it's something to remember. And apparently she's had to have a big meeting with her staff yesterday and apologized in tears and everything. But the outcome from it, all of that is vaguely interesting, but the interview, which is the... All right, so the question is, who did the hacking? And the original notion was it was a disgruntled ex-employee. Then there were these rumors because it seemed to focus on the interview, which is the Seth Rogen, James Franco satire send-up about North Korea and North Korean leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the credit. And now they're saying it is. Yesterday it said, yeah, no, we're sure it's North Korea. And my concern is, if they can hack into Sony, why are we worried about Sony and the NSA? What's to stop them from hacking into the Pentagon?
Right.
I mean, don't we worry more about that than Sony? I mean, look, it's embarrassing, and I'm sorry about, you know, their stuff. You know, nobody should have their private stuff hacked. But it's Sony, for heaven's sakes. If North Korea is that good at hacking, why would they stop at Sony? Or why would they even start at Sony?
Right.
I mean, doesn't that worry anybody but me?
I mean, you'd think, you know, for a lack of a better term, you'd think they'd have bigger fish to fry.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the result of it is, which I absolutely do not understand the decision by Sony, to be quite honest. They've decided to cancel the release of the interview, and there are no plans to release it at all. I mean, it's not like it's going to go out on DVD. It's not, you know, I thought, well, maybe Christmas Day they're saying that there were going to be protests planned and they didn't want to run the risk. But, you know, it seems to me kind of, well, we'll talk about some more. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're talking about the Stoney incident, which is really... It's really sort of taken off. They're saying with theater chains defecting. Well, see, maybe that's part of it. I didn't really understand that. En masse. Sony Pictures Entertainment has pulled the planned Christmas Day release of the interview. U.S. officials have reportedly linked a massive cyber attack against Sony to North Korea, which is at the center of the Seth Rogen, James Franco comedy. We are deeply saddened at this brazen effort to suppress the distribution of a movie and in the process do damage to our company, our employees, the American public. We stand by our filmmakers and their right to free expression and are extremely disappointed by the outcome. North Korea ordered the Sony attack. Officials say North Korea is saying, "Oh no, not us." Sony also hit back at the hackers who threatened movie theaters and moviegoers and who have terrorized the studio and its employee for weeks. "Those who attacked us stole our intellectual property, private emails, and sensitive and proprietary material and sought to destroy our spirit and our morale, all apparently to thwart the release of a movie they did not like." I wonder if they've even seen it. Well, I guess it was online, so I guess people have seen it, that somebody saw it. I've seen it. A few hours after, I saw it in theater, don't worry, I didn't hack it. A few hours after, I'm not that good at computers. Look, I'm the one with the mouse with a tail. A few hours after making the announcement, a studio spokesman said Sony had no further plans to release the comedy either on VOD or DVD. The interview centers on a hapless television host who is recruited to assassinate North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. The country has condemned the film, and some cybersecurity experts believe that it played a role in the hacking attack on the studio. North Korea has denied the involvement. The picture cost $42 million. Sony's been reeling for weeks since hackers broke into the studio's computer in November, stole internal documents, email messages, film budgets, spreadsheets detailing top executive salaries, and social security numbers of thousands of employees. The documents and records were subsequently leaked online, setting off a firestorm of media coverage. Yesterday's message accompanied another data dump. It threatened violence on theaters that showed the interview and people who attend screenings. "The world will be full of fear. Remember the 11th of September, 2001? We recommend you to keep yourself distant from the places at that time. If your house is nearby, you'd better leave." In response, exhibition industry lobbying arm, the National Association of Theater Owners, said its members must decide individually whether to release the picture, and Sony said it would respect theater owners' decision not to exhibit. That set off a cascade of cancellations. The bulk of the country's 10 largest theater chains, including AMC, Regal, Cinemark, Carmike, and Southern Theaters, announced they would delay showing the picture or would drop it altogether. Many of the theater chains suggested Sony's lack of confidence in the film prompted their decision. Regal said it was due to the wavering support of the film, the interview by Sony Pictures, as well as the ambiguous nature of any real or perceived security threats. Sony was more conciliatory, even as it said exhibitor defections motivated its decision. "We respect and understand our partner's decision and, of course, completely share their paramount interest in the safety of employees and theatergoers." Wow. I mean, this seems to be extraordinary.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Christmas is one of the busiest times of the year, we know that. Any perceived danger or threat might have depressed ticket sales. Either that or every teenage kid in America was going to go see this movie.
Yeah.
"It was never going to be one of the big films of Christmas, and clearly chains are going to be concerned about making sure people feel comfortable bringing their children to Annie into the woods or not at the museum." Well, let me tell you about those movies, which I will review for you in a few moments. You're better off with the interview in general. All right. So one of the questions. All right. I'll review it for you now because I've seen it, which is it's much better than I expected it to be quite honest. Seth Rogen stars in it, produced it, and directed, and which is a problem. He ain't no Woody Allen. James Franco was wonderful in it. It is silly. There's a kind of a sweet stupidity to it. It's not a very political film. Basically, what it says is the CIA decides to take James Franco, who's kind of this fool interviewer, and Seth Rogen is his rather ambitious producer, and they have this plan that he's going to put a Band-Aid strip that has ricin on it. And kill Kim, and Kim turns out to be this charming man who kind of seduces James Franco, and that's what the movie is. And then it's silly. The fact that anybody would take it seriously is probably a tribute to Seth and a complete misunderstanding of the film. I mean, it's silly fun. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. A little less stealth would have worked a lot better, but it's just the idea being that one of the conceits of the film is that Kim has convinced North Koreans that he doesn't poop, that he never goes to the bathroom because he's a god, and that's pure Seth Rogen, right? I mean, that's And that's part of, I mean, there are a whole lot of poop jokes and potty jokes and whatever.
So there's no underlying political messages.
Well, a little bit, just that he keeps in power by convincing people he's a god. Mm-hmm. And as I said, when I went to I think it was at the screening, believe it or not, for Annie. And I was talking with a woman at my table who'd seen it. And I don't remember if she'd seen it or not, but she's Korean, and she was talking about the fact people always think she's Chinese and whatever. And somebody asked her if she was North Korean, and she said, "You've never met a North Korean because they can't get out, number one, and if they do get out, they don't admit that they're from North Korea." But I mean, it's a silly movie, and so what they're going to show is, I think, Team America, which is the same plot.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to me, I mean, there are so many things that are extraordinary about it. First of all, that usually controversy makes a movie. You know, that everybody's, as I said, every teenage kid in America is going to want to go see this movie.
Right.
And my guess is that they will release it after the first of the year, even though they're saying they're not going to now. But I think they will. Because, why not? You know, but the idea that a foreign government could hack into a major multinational corporation and do the damage that they've been doing, you know, as an American citizen, that bothers me much more about whether or not the interview comes out on Christmas Day.
Right.
Or not.
The fact that a foreign country has the ability to do something like that is very, very troubling.
Well, and on such a level, I mean, they didn't just bring the system down; they
right.
basically took stuff out,
yeah.
including social security numbers and salaries and private memos. Basically, that access to everything,
wow.
and sort of have continued over the weeks. So it's been a couple of weeks now. This happened,
yeah.
I think, just before Thanksgiving.
Unreal.
So we're talking like 3 weeks of just sort of planned dumps, and then threatening the public: if you go to this movie, we're going to. You know, there's going to be terror visited upon you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something really astonishingly disconcerting that somebody... I mean, you know, we talk about the Internet and the power to change things and the power to bring down governments, but this doesn't... There's something very, very disconcerting about this as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, we've had people on Facebook. I said, you know, if you were running Sony, what would you do? And I'm not sure I would do what they've done, although I think they were probably right to give theater owners the option. I'm looking to bully people at this moment where you're so vulnerable. If nothing else, people could say, well, yeah, you're making $3 billion a year. Why should I listen to you? So, you know, you have to feel a little bit sorry for Sony. But and theater owners, I'm surprised one theater owner didn't say, nope. Give it to me, and I'll make a scat of money. People will be coming from 4 states.
But you think
Patrick will start off next hour with or next segment with you. Not, you don't have to wait an hour. You have to wait about 3 minutes. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. All right. Patrick, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was actually watching a cartoon with my son the other day, and if you can believe it, in the old cartoon Daffy Ducks, they literally showed, you know, Daffy Duck hitting Hitler over the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
They show the swastika everywhere in the cartoon. And I think what happens is when satire is taken seriously, it's usually done by somebody who can't understand humor, such as somebody like Kim Jong-il. And humor is meant to soften the blow, usually.
Yeah.
And I think what's happening at this point is we're going in the reverse of our freedom of speech if we allow them to, or allow anyone to debunk a film or not put a film out. But if you look at the message they sent, Dr. Joy, it was not that they were so against the film. It was there were secrets they were going to let out that Sony didn't want to let out. And I think that think that maybe whatever those secrets are might be more valuable to Sony to hold off the plate or off the table than putting the film out. Because I really think that, you know, the threats, the quote-unquote threats, if you look at it, it's more to their reputation.
Wow, that's an, so you're saying that this is that Sony withholding the film is basically paying ransom. Is saying, okay, if you don't release any more negative stuff about us, I'm trying to figure out what else they could be releasing.
If you look at the threat, there's a couple pictures of it online. It says specifically, it even gives, you know, it gives about 10 different links below it. And so Sony knows how to look at their own files and figure out what's going on. So I do think it's an inside job. I don't think it's North Korea. I think it's really easy to utilize somebody like Kim Jong-il to use threats from, rather than some, you know, young disgruntled employee.
I like your. I mean, listen. I would feel a lot safer with your theory than with the North Korean theory.
Well, the North Korean theory is. You got to remember, if and I said this about a couple other terrorist attacks. If there's nobody claiming responsibility for something like this, okay. Whereas, if they could do this, I think they would want to claim responsibility because they don't care about us. They don't care what our thoughts are. There's no international court we can drag them into.
It would be a feather in their cap to say, yes, we did it.
Exactly. I mean, that's every terrorist organization or every organization that feels that that America is, you know, the target of their dismay. But I do think that when you look at the threat itself and you see how it has structured, it's come into this whole North Korean thing. It didn't start that way. At first, it started out, hey, I'm gonna expose your secrets.
Yep. Well, and the original assumption was a disgruntled employee, and then the issue was how much should it focus on the interview. But I mean, the point is, who cares about this movie? Is I mean, how if you're North Korea, I mean, and they're putting out Team America, which is the same plot except it was with puppets. So I mean, I don't quite. So your theory makes a lot more sense. Not to mention, if I'm North Korea and I have this level of expertise, why mess with Sony? Why not go for the Pentagon? I mean, why do I care about Sony? Why do I care about a stupid movie?
Yeah, and if you think about it, because there's a lot of North Korean companies. There's some North Korean companies are technology based. Okay, so if they wanted to create a virus to shut down all competitors, and they could probably do that if they had that type of power. So I think what it is, and that's why I think it's an inside job, because to understand the dynamics of the system is what's happening here. Somebody understands Sony's infrastructure.
Yep, okay? They certainly do. All right, let me ask you a question. Let's accept your theory as fact temporarily. Given the fact that we've all seen cop movies and we've all seen ransom movies, assuming that Sony has now effectively pulled the interview, what's to stop the disgruntled employee from saying, ha ha ha, I'm going to release more stuff anyway?
Well, nothing, except for them actually paying money, and usually that's something that happens that we never see anyway. Now that being said, if you really think about it, let's say it is a disgruntled employee and they've already figured that out, but they want to make it seem bigger to put a little bit
more
better
pressure.
A little bit more pressure in a sense. And I got to say that them saying, hey, we're not going to put the movie out for X, or not put the movie out, I think it's going to come out as soon as they figure out where the actual attack is coming from.
I don't disagree with you about that at all. I think that this is huge publicity, and I think the moment they decide that they're either going to release it in theaters or on DVD, it will be a huge success. They'll get all their money back. It's hard to imagine things generating any less publicity than this. But it still goes back to disgruntled employee. What does disgruntled employee want? Being rehired, getting a huge amount of money? And you're saying if there's a payoff, we'll never know.
Well, that's generally how it happens. Even in court systems, you don't know exactly how much people pay. I mean, look at Bill Cosby. Nobody knows how much he paid the lady to be quiet in 2004 or 5. So these financial settlements that happen all the time, every day, behind closed doors, and nobody really understands what's happening. So somebody who's hit to that fact is gonna utilize it, and is gonna set up a bank account offshore, and probably is already outside of the country.
Wow. And you're thinking he's like a 35-year-old or 28-year-old computer genius who got fired for poor hygiene?
Maybe something in that regard, but probably something a little bit more severe in the sense of how they, you know, treatment of people is something that it goes a long way. And that's why my son's 5, and I say, you know, respect everybody you meet because you want them to always respect you. So what happens sometimes, especially in these corporations like Sony, you have some wealthy, wealthy people walking around who treat people like peons. And that peon could very well be the person that can bring you down.
I mean, it's an interesting worldview, Patrick. What do you do for a living?
I actually am a salesperson, but I'm an activist. I'm a social activist. I'm actually in Philadelphia. I'm suing the city council to allow free speech back at city council because they don't allow you to do open public comment. So I'm working on getting the Martin Luther King Memorial put in Maple Shade. That was the first place Martin Luther King was chased out of a bar with a gun in 1950. So,
wow.
I do a lot. I try to do more.
It's good to hear from you. Listen, you need to go see Selma.
I'm going to, absolutely. It's going to be an awesome movie.
It's my number one choice of the year, and David Oyelowo is unbelievable. I mean, even knowing how it ends, you're not going to believe how much tension there's going to be. I mean, it's a terrific movie. All right, well, let me know what happens with the city council in Philadelphia.
I will, absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
Thank you, Patrick. Wow, well, that's a different perspective, isn't it? Which actually fits the data much better than it's a little cynical, but it certainly fits the data better than anything else.
Very interesting perspective. Yeah, definitely.
All right, can we hear what some people on Facebook have said?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is turning into a cool thing, huh?
Yeah, it really is. So we asked earlier on Facebook today, what do you think Sony should have done about the movie The Interview and why? We'll start out with Bruce. He says it's become an instant cult classic. They should get it to Netflix or Amazon Prime ASAP.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
I think they will. I think that whatever else I agree or disagree with David about, I think that there's, and I mean, this is a very clever, look, they, if David is correct that this is really an elaborate blackmail hoax with smokescreen, then the movie is only a chess piece. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's a $42 million chess piece, but given the Social Security numbers, the memos, and what David's saying is we have no idea what they're really covering up here, what Sony is trying to keep hidden.
Right.
And so he's saying that whatever else it is, whether it's a new piece of machinery or a new plan for a movie or multiplayer, who knows, it's some corporate secret that is worth a lot more than $42 million to them, number one. And number two, it's, as everybody points out, $42 million will be instantly recouped as soon as they release it. And then I think there's no doubt in my mind that at some point it will be released. It's too valuable not to be.
Right, yeah.
So the question is, what's really going on here? And what David's kind of implying is we'll never know.
Yeah. Bruce goes on, we're going to hit break here in a minute, but Bruce does go on to say, I do hate to see bad guys win, which I think happened here. It's not like North Korea has been mocked by Hollywood before. He says,
yeah, exactly. Well, as I said, the movie that's replacing it, Team America, has the same plot.
He mentioned that right after that. Team America comes to mind. So
yeah, it's the same plot, and that's what they're releasing. That's what they're giving theater owners.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's something. I mean, this is going to be one of the. I mean, hopefully nobody gets hurt. I mean, you know, in sort of. Look, I'm sympathetic. I know a lot of the people at Sony. I was there the day it happened. They're distraught. But there's something else going on here that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it has anything to do with free speech, to be quite honest. I'm not sure, as David said, it doesn't make sense for it to be North Korea particularly.
Yeah.
855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we've kind of stumbled onto what I think is an absolutely fascinating subject, which is this Sony mess that's been going on for several weeks now, where the Sony system was hacked. And what they talked about was originally, interesting enough, as I said, I was there the day it happened, was not being hacked, but a virus that brought everything down. And it's much more complicated than that. It was a virus that did shut everything down, but it also was able to download, they were able essentially to not only shut the system down, but bleed the system out. So that confidential memos, social security numbers, salaries, products, all sorts of things became, and as David kind of implies, some things that we may never know about or some proprietary information. And as a result, that yesterday Sony said that theater goers were allowed to choose whether or not to have the interview open on Christmas Day because there were implied threats of violence. And so they gave theater goers or theater owners the option of getting out of their contract. And enough did that Sony said, okay, we're not going to release it. And there are no plans to release it on either video on demand or DVDs. But as everyone is saying, I think, not particularly cynically, I think just realistically, at some point it will be released. But David is implying that there is essentially a blackmail going on and that this is bowing to pressure and that there will be a financial settlement in the probably near future and all will be well. And it has absolutely nothing to do with North Korea. Which, you know, if nothing else, the fact that they're releasing Team America in place of it or offering theater goes that, which is exactly the same plot, which is done with puppets, mm-hmm. what, about 7 or 8 years ago,
yep.
Would certainly imply that it has very little to do with North Korea. And I think David's other telling point is that if North Korea had done it, why would they not say, hey, look at us?
Right.
I mean, because it is certainly a major coup and it's been a major story.
You'd think they'd
story.
Be taunting.
Yeah, and what are we going to do? Shut down our economic trade with North Korea? Hello, we don't have one.
Right.
So, I mean, what are we going to do? What economic sanctions are we going to bring to bear? So his view really makes a bit more sense. It fits the data better. All right, so let's see what else we got going on here.
Yeah, we'll go to Chris. Chris says they should have released it. He goes, come on, you're telling me they don't have the money to create a security wall in their system?
Well, that's the point. But what if the person who put up the security wall is the person who's the disgruntled employee?
Right, because that disgruntled employee might
put it
have
up.
An idea how
well,
to break
and
down that wall.
David's point is that it's an enormously complicated kind of thing, and the things that there have been piles of data released, you know, periodically and you know dumped, and which means it wasn't all downloaded at the same time, and presumably you have to kind of know what you're doing and navigating the system. And also, it would seem to me one of the things that I didn't want to say because it sounds kind of a little bit jingoistic, but, for example, I speak passable French. I couldn't be a therapist in France because I don't understand the, you know, I don't understand the vernacular well enough. And
right.
For my kind of work, you have to understand subtleties and Freudian slips and puns, and I just don't. I mean, I can get along okay. In order to hack into somebody's computer system and know what is the really incredibly important data and what's proprietary, I mean, that's a pretty sophisticated.
You'd have to know exactly where
knowledge
is
of
where
computers, of finances,
yeah.
of English.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I tend to you know, David's theory makes a lot more sense to me than okay, the North Koreans have done it. So
yeah.
Nothing else. There's going to be a whole flow of American hackers now going to North Korea to learn their secrets. I don't think so. Keep going.
Let's go to Debbie. Debbie says they should have released it. And she goes, the terrorists won. How sad.
Well, but who are the terrorists and what did they win? And
yeah.
I mean, you know, it was kind of, remember when George Bush said, go shopping? And I think Obama said, go to the movies. The thing, it would feel better, to be quite honest, if this was a better movie. It's not as bad a movie as you expect it to be.
Right.
But it's silly. And it's, as I said, it's got probably more poop jokes and weirdly sexual. I mean, clearly Seth Rogen was improperly toilet trained. I don't want to go any farther or any more detailed or graphic than that. But, I mean, there's much more of that in the movie than there is politics.
Mm-hmm.
Of where he's hiding a missile. Use
yeah.
your imagination, folks.
Let's go to Wendy. Wendy says, I think they should have used a fictional character. Very surprising that no one at Sony considered that there might be some repercussions from North Korea. They're crazy over there.
Well, how did they know about the American movie? I mean, who cares about American movies?
Yeah.
And not to mention, Team America was exactly the same plot.
Yeah, yeah.
Although it was done with puppets. But puppets versus Seth Rogen, I don't know. You know, let me get back to you on that.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Exactly.
Let's go to Chris. Chris says, art is art. It is fiction. They should have released the movie.
They will.
Yeah.
I promise you. I promise you they will. And there will be movies that say, you know what, I wanted a T-shirt that said, I saw the interview, I saw the actual interview before Christmas and survived. Maybe I should make up, instead of a T-shirt that says stupid and cheerful, maybe I should just have one that says Seth and James or something. Stupid interview or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
A couple more. Bonnie says, if they would, she actually asked a good question. She says, if they would release it, how many of you would be in line at the opening?
Well, see, I think every teenage kid in America would be there.
Yeah.
And every sort of testosterone-soaked man, you can't tell me what to do. See, which makes much more sense. David's perspective makes much more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because those same people will go see it when it's released.
Yeah.
There's a subtext here that, because otherwise it makes no sense.
Yeah.
When's the last time a movie... Do we remember ever a movie being pulled? There was a TV thing that was pulled. About, the assassination of... Remember? It was not... Was it Reagan? There was some television show that was pulled at one point.
About when did it happen?
I don't remember. It was a political figure. Hmm. There was also... they pulled Ralph Fiennes Lolita at one point, which was actually a very sensible movie.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some movie that was pulled, some political movie that was pulled. But I think it was a TV show.
Hmm.
It was made for TV show.
Hmm.
I don't think we've heard the last of this, folks, but I think if David's correct, we'll never know.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But you can hear, for me, it doesn't make any sense. If you have the ability to do as much damage to a system as this hacker has done to Sony, and you're North Korea, you're political, why would you focus on Sony as opposed to the Pentagon?
Right. Yeah. Boy. It's one of those things, too, where it's because we've dealt with so many, terroristic things and terrorists and attacks on this country and everything that... it's kind of easier for us to come up with the theory of, Korea coming.
Yeah, we're a country that loves conspiracies. We still think, that people didn't land on the moon and there were, secret gunmen and whatever. All right, more to come. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.